Now, this was a season of life where I was busier than ever before, but again, flip-flopping how I approached my day and creating these moments of reset in my life has been so transformative.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
I feel like this episode needs to start with both a disclaimer and a confession. So I have said three words on this podcast a few different times. Those words are screw morning routines. And honestly, it's kind of hilarious because like most things, when you actually dig a little bit deeper behind the statement, you might uncover a little bit of truth. And I think the truth behind those words is that I have always yearned deep down inside of me to have a wonderful morning routine. I maybe have believed this idea of like a morning routine could unlock this next level of success for me. And I feel like there's a piece of me that has felt a little bit broken because I personally cannot stick to a routine. And it's kind of interesting because I feel like over the last year, I've put some very important puzzle pieces together in my life. And that is because I was formally diagnosed with ADHD. Now, it is no wonder that I am not a person who has this perfect 10-step process that I follow every day. People are always asking me, Jenna, what is your morning routine? Or what does a day in the life look like? And I often laugh because no 2 days are the same. Part of that is just because of the way that I move through life, but also part of that is the way that I'm wired. I am a busy mom of 2 kids. I am a human who gets stressed out with the simplest of tasks that most people find easy, like opening the mail or going to the UPS store. I am also someone who tends to underestimate how long things will take me. And because of these things and many other, I have never really been able to subscribe to this idea or nail down a perfect morning routine. My executive function struggles, like many others with ADHD, make it tough for me to stick to a highly structured plan. And let's be real, being a mom and tending to my children often keeps me on my toes. And so having a routine that I can easily follow and be consistent with has been a massive challenge for me. It's this like sticking point in my life. And honestly, I am the type of person who can get a little bored with repetitive activities. So sticking to this strict morning routine can often feel like a drag for me. But here's what I want to say. I am always evolving. I am always growing. There's very good odds that I will continue to contradict myself on this very podcast because as a human, I'm changing. And I am also someone who is very open to trying new things and finding new ways to improve my productivity and manage a busy life. And here's the thing, I have found a new way. So maybe the question that you're asking is the same one that I've asked myself time and time again. Are we perpetually screwed if we do not have a morning routine or if we're in a season of life where morning routines just aren't realistic? Well, for a while, I thought that was the case until I started incorporating this brand new idea. And I will tell you, it has been absolutely life-changing. So let's dive on into today's show and talk about what to do if a morning routine just isn't your thing, doesn't work with the way you're wired, or isn't plausible for you in this season of life. Let's dive on in. One of the best things about hosting the Gold Digger podcast is getting to chat with people who are experts in areas that I'm not, like the area of product-based businesses. I got to host a conversation with Jacqueline Snyder and Mina Kunlo-Sitep from the Product Boss podcast last year. And now I am so excited because they have joined me on the HubSpot podcast network, the audio destination for business professionals. Take your physical product sales and strategy to the next level to create your dream life with a workshop style strategy hour of social media and marketing strategies so that you can uplevel as the boss of your business. If you love Gold Digger, I know you'll love the Product Boss. So tune in wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, answer me this. Have you ever just felt overwhelmed by this thought that you must have the perfect morning routine or the rest of your day is just going to be screwed? Now, chances are you've heard that multiple studies have shown positive benefits in having a morning routine. It can impact your productivity, your mood, your overall well-being. It can help establish this sense of control and purpose. Having a morning routine can set the tone for your day, and it can also provide a sense of stability in an otherwise unpredictable world. Like, I don't think any of us are here to deny that. Recently, I was on this coaching call with some of my students, and this one student came on and we were just kind of talking about different ways to enhance our productivity. And she came on and she was kind of stressed. And she said, you know, I really have this vision of this morning routine, but here's the deal. My husband works this interesting shift. And so the only time of day that we get to spend quality time together is in the morning. And so I'm often feeling frustrated because I want to really enjoy our time together. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I should be doing this morning routine. My day is going to be ruined. And so I don't know what to do. And I remember just having this like moment of grace where it was like she was beating herself up over this notion that if she didn't perform these specific tasks at this specific time of day, her day was screwed. And it was risking taking over this precious window of time that she had to spend with the person she loved the most. How often do we do this to ourselves when it comes to productivity hacks or ways that we should be making our lives simpler, but it simply doesn't work with our lives? And I have gone on the record saying, screw morning routines. And I might not feel as strongly about that statement as I once did, because again, I am growing and changing. But I've also had to be realistic about what is possible when it comes to things like morning routines. So I recently had to reframe this idea, and talking to this student and kind of hearing that pain come from her of how do I do this when my life doesn't really line up to give me the perfect opportunity, I recognize something that has really shifted for me and been so impactful in my day-to-day life. And that is trading the word and the idea of having a routine with this notion of having a reset. So before I explain what this looks like in my life, I kind of want to share a few ways that resetting can give you the same benefits of a routine. So resetting yourself can help increase productivity by providing this fresh start in a new perspective. How many of us listening love January 1st, love a Monday, love the first day of a new month? We love fresh starts. And so resetting is a way to do this more than once if you want in your day. So here are a few benefits of resetting, and then I'll explain how I do this. So resetting can help reduce stress. So it could be taking a break even just for a few minutes, and it can help you reduce stress and improve your overall well-being, which is one of those benefits of having a routine. A refreshed and de-stressed mind can lead to increased productivity and better decision-making, both things that are benefits of a morning routine. Having a reset can also increase your focus. So again, taking a break, resetting can help clear the mind and increase your focus. And this can also lead to improved concentration and a more productive use of time. This has been really key for me as someone with ADHD. But again, all of these benefits can come to you whether you're neurodivergent or not. Resetting can also help you break bad habits. So it can help you create new and more productive ones. So for example, taking a break from screen time and engaging in physical activity can help to break the habit of being sedentary and increase your overall energy levels. And then lastly, resetting can help improve your mood. So pausing, taking a break, resetting can help to improve your mood and increase your motivation. These are all benefits of this idea of resetting. So here's how I came to this conclusion in my life. And it's definitely not earth-shattering, but it was very transformative for me. So we were kind of in this limbo state as we were preparing to move into our new house. We moved up to our lake place. We were kind of all hands on deck. We didn't have any help. And Drew and I were really just kind of doing this whole tag team approach where I was working and watching the baby monitor. And we were kind of trying to juggle everything. It honestly has been chaotic for me over the last year, basically since Quinn has been born. And so I have been really trying to figure out how can I honor the way that my brain is wired and how can I still be productive and get all these benefits that I'm craving while also being the type of mom I want to be. Well, and this idea of a morning routine just doesn't resonate with me. Let's be honest. I sleep in until one of the children wakes me up or the alarm goes off on those very random days that they're not awake before that. And our day just gets rolling. And now that we're in our new house, Coco goes to school. And so Drew loads both of the girls up and they hit the road at 8 a.m. But up until 8 a.m., I am tending to my children's needs. I am getting them dressed. We are doing breakfast. I'm braiding Coco's hair. I'm packing up her backpack. I am just in mom mode until 8 a.m. So if I was relying on this idea that I had to have this morning routine and it was the first thing I had to do, I would basically be screwed. One, because I want to get as much sleep as I can. But two, I just want to be there with my kids. I don't want to be stressing out that my whole day is going to be corrupted because I didn't do these five things before beginning. And so what has been really interesting is now that we're finding this new routine, I have found this window of time once Drew leaves for school drop-off, where that is when my routine starts. Now, I want for you to hear me. My routine or my reset starts about 2 hours into my day. It is never too late for a reset. And so on weekdays, I try to take about 20 to 30 minutes before diving into my work to do a few healthy habits and to set myself up for success and to reap all of those benefits that I just talked about. So some of those things include meditating. I sit in front of my red light. I lay on my PMF mat. Some days I play the piano, or today I walked on the treadmill. Now, I have linked all of my favorite tools because I know you're probably going to ask, what is a PMF mat? What is your red light? If you go to jennakutcher.com/lifestyle, you can see some of those things that are a part of my morning routine. But I want to preface this and say, none of those things are necessary for a reset. Okay. Those are tools that I love. I've gone off the deep end when it comes to biohacking, but I want to reiterate, you can reset just by brushing your teeth and feeling that fresh start energy at any point in your day. So again, if you want to see some of those things that are part of my routine, that's jennakutcher.com/lifestyle. But again, I want to note, zero tools required for a reset. Now, what works for me might not work for you, but what has been so beneficial for me is the minute that they leave, I wave out the window, I begin my reset. Something that I notice when I think about like kind of my past, especially as a mom, is that I used to, the second that that door closed, I would get straight to work, right? Like there was that productive tendency in my mind that said like, every minute that I can work, I need to be working. And it often feels counterintuitive to do something for yourself before you dive into your next thing. But what I've realized is that when I feel overwhelmed and stressed, or when I feel like I'm not being efficient, a lot of times that is because I'm still juggling two aspects or more of my life. Full disclosure, I'm about to get my period tomorrow. And I texted Drew a text that I literally send once a month, right around this time of the month, where I'm like, I am overwhelmed with all the things. And I have to take a step back and be like, okay, why am I feeling overwhelmed? It's because I'm often not resetting. I'm trying to mom and answer an email at the same time. I am talking to someone about curtains and I'm trying to hire a new team member at the same time. And I often need to compartmentalize, one, for my brain, but two, for my focus. And when I'm feeling overwhelmed, there's a really good chance that I am not giving myself time or space, even just a minute, before transitioning into a different role in my life. And so this idea of resetting has been so huge for me, because even if it is a 3 minute or a 5 minute reset before I pivot from work to motherhood, or motherhood to work, or motherhood to wife mode, it allows me to kind of differentiate the role that I'm playing and show up as my full focus self. And it can really, really change things for me. So this is something that I've been doing. Again, right when Drew leaves for school drop-off, I'll take 20 to 30 minutes. Now, there is a part of me that's like, no, just be productive right now. You have this window of time. But I can tell on the days that I do this, which is most days, I actually feel more energized. I feel more motivated. My cup feels more full. I am ready to get to work. And so when I have flipped that priority, instead of saying I'm going to work and if I have time, I'll get in a walk or I'll meditate, putting those things first kind of reminds me like my health and well-being comes first, and this will fuel me for the rest of the day. And it has been awesome. So what would it look like if you focused on ways that you could reset before you pivot into another area or facet or role in your life? Whether you're taking 5 minutes to journal or read a book for fun, or you're moving your body, or you're sipping a cup of coffee, or you're taking the stairs at work, these little things can help you come back home to yourself and your brain before running into the next thing. And these habits can be connected with this idea of resetting for yourself. So I started to really experience the power of habits specifically when it came to health. When I was preparing for my book launch, I have shared a ton about my health journey, but I remember last year really focusing on energy first. I wanted to feel vibrant. I wanted to have energy, and I knew it was going to take a lot of energy to launch my book out into the world the way that I wanted to do it, while also nursing Quinn full time and being an amazing present mom for Coco. And so I had to figure out, like, I need to focus on energy first, and then output. The output will be fueled by the energy. Now, this was a season of life where I was busier than ever before, but again, flip-flopping how I approached my day and creating these moments of reset in my life has been so transformative. My team and I absolutely hit the ground running in 2023, and I feel like we're going along at a pretty good clip to start off the new year. One thing that is so important to me as a business owner and a leader of this small but mighty team is getting aligned on our shared mission and goals for the year. If you're the same way, HubSpot is a fantastic tool. With HubSpot CRM, you can keep your marketing, sales, operations, and service teams in sync on one powerful platform that grows with your business. Capture leads, boost sales, and engage customers all from one powerful platform. Tools like a unified contact record, help desk automation, and customizable reporting make it easy to unite your team around a single source of truth, which means you can spend less time managing your software and more time connecting with your customers. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better in 2023 and get a special offer of 20% off on eligible plans at HubSpot.com/gold digger. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. So one of the things that I want to point out as well is that every day does not look the same. So while I have these habits that I incorporate into my day, the routine around them isn't always the same. So last night after the girls went to bed, I took a sauna and went in my cold plunge. Other days, I'll jump in the cold plunge at 2 p.m. to wake myself up. I am doing these specific habits on a daily basis, but they're falling into my day in different places based on my schedule, based on the kids' schedule, and when I can fit them in. But what's fascinating is the art of having these habits, which for me are usually centered around health, have been these triggers of, okay, reset. What are you getting back into? Where are you going to be fully present right now? What does this look like? So here are some ways that you can do resets any time of day, which again, if you are not a perfect morning routine person, this might give you the flexibility and the freedom to subscribe to this idea of resetting. So you could do an afternoon reset. You could take a break in the afternoon, engage in activities similar to those in a morning routine. So again, just take some of those things that you would envision having in a morning routine, pop them into the afternoon. You could stretch, You could meditate, you could journal. I have been using the afternoon for this quick reset for me. For me, it has been jumping in our cold plunge. I have been doing this every single day since we got it. I historically get really tired after lunch. Like that is when my energy levels are the lowest. And so it is the perfect boost of dopamine and energy to get set. Trust me, jumping into 55 degree weather for 3 to 5 minutes will absolutely wake you up. But there are so many ways that you can do an afternoon reset. And I want for you to pay attention to your energy levels throughout the day, because there are going to be key times that you can pop in a 5 minute reset, whatever that looks like. You can also do evening reflection. So you can spend a little time before you go to bed, reflect on your day, take a few minutes to practice gratitude or create your plan for tomorrow or engage in a calming activity like reading or yoga. I used to do this 5 minute before bed yoga video. I actually need to find it again. It was on YouTube. It was heavenly. It was basically just like stretching in your bed before you go to sleep. But one thing that I do every night before bed is a 5 minute journaling practice. So you might've heard me share about my journaling practice. I created my own journal. If you want to get your hands on my journal, just DM me the word reflect. It is a 5 minute, one page a day journal. And this is a practice. I have it on my nightstand. Every night before I go to bed, I do this practice and it's a really good reset before I go to sleep. It also allows my busy brain to kind of release thoughts because I often use that time and space to plan out my next day's priorities. And so that has been a huge evening reflection reset time. I also read a devotional every night before bed with Drew. This is something that we have been doing for a very long time together, and it's just a way for us to connect on a faith level. And then I also, before bed every night, I read books for fun. So we've talked about this before, but we don't have our phones in our bedroom. It's like a no screen zone in that realm. And so every night before bed, we basically fall asleep with our Kindles hitting our faces. But that is just kind of different ways that we do kind of an evening reset. Okay, if you eat lunch, which I really hope you do, and I hope you don't scarf it down at your desk, lunch can be a really great time to engage in physical activity, to connect with other people, to maybe do like a mindfulness practice. I try and take a break during lunch, and often this is time when I'll spend with Drew and the kids if I don't have any calls or meetings going on. It gives my brain a break and it is a great way to reset before getting back to work. This is also often a good time for people to get in a little movement. So whether you can do like a walking lunch or take the stairs or jump around a little bit, lunch is a great time. For me, that is usually a time of day where my energy is starting to go down. If your days feel already overwhelming and you can't even imagine taking 5 minutes to reset, which I would challenge you on, but if that is you, you can also introduce things like weekend rituals. So you can dedicate a portion of your weekend to engaging in activities similar to those in a morning routine. So just think of it as like a self-care ritual that you do on the weekend. So you could do a longer yoga session or meditate or a workout, or you could meal plan for the week and figure out how you're going to nourish your body. It is always funny because as soon as the weekend comes for me, like I slow down physically, I slow down mentally. It is like my body is craving the rest. My brain needs a break. I've gotten really good at logging out and like vegging out more on the weekend. And so like a lot of times on the weekend, Coco will watch a movie and I'll lay next to her and sleep. Like last weekend she watched Tinkerbell and I totally missed 80% of that movie unless she woke me up for the exciting parts. Last idea here, which I love, is just a flexible morning routine. If mornings don't work for you, consider shifting your morning routine to a time that is more convenient. So again, thinking about this word flexible, like I think that's what most of us need. If you are anything like me, you are like an all or nothing person. And I often go to the nothing side really fast when I can't do something perfectly. And so just thinking about this idea of like, how can we shift the benefits of a morning routine into our lives in a way that doesn't make us feel guilty or sabotaged if we get off track? What does that look like? So think, what could a reset look like for you? And I would love for you to think about, when in your day can you steal a small window of time to reset? So when I was on that coaching call, I was telling that student, I was like, spend time with your husband unapologetically. If that is your window of time, take all the quality time you can get. And when he goes to work, then do a short reset, whatever that looks like. If you have 5 minutes, if you have an hour, then you can apply that morning routine that you have in your vision. But I think a lot of us, we have struggled with this feeling of like, we are incapable if we can't follow through. And so for me, I've tried to introduce in these short little resets. And what's fascinating to me, and I noticed this more and more with Coco, is how powerful association is. We were at like this play zone the other day, and a couple kids got donuts and smoothies. And guess what? All of a sudden, my child, who has never asked for those in her life, was like, I want a donut and a smoothie. Like, the power of association is so strong. And so if you can create these little triggers in your brain to invite you to do these little resets, or if you can create these small rituals in your day that invite you to like, okay, come back home to myself, ask myself, where do I need to be fully present right now? Where can I give my energy? What do I need a break from? I think it can be so powerful. So for me in my life right now, I feel like I have that morning reset. Once Drew takes the girls to school, I do that afternoon reset after lunch, jump in the cold plunge, get that dopamine going. And then I do that evening reflection reset before bed. And I feel like those three things that can happen very flexibly and with fluidity in my life have really allowed me to kind of let go of this idea of having this perfect 10-step process that I must follow or else my day is going to be sabotaged. So in closing, I want to know, like, what could a reset look like for you? I would love for you to think about, when in your day can you steal that small window of time to reset? One thing that has been really helpful for me is before I transition, whether it is crossing the threshold of my office into our home, or kind of transitioning out of mom mode once the kids go to bed and into wife mode, is really thinking about, how can I introduce this mini reset to just kind of bring me back home to the present life? Now, I've said this, but when I feel most overwhelmed, it is usually when I am just running from one thing to the next, when my life looks and feels like a blur. And so think about, how can you incorporate a small habit that will signal this reset for you, that will remind your brain, hold up, pause before you move to the next thing.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
So here are 10 different ideas to get you thinking on this. I would love to hear which one resonated with you the most. So feel free to hop on Instagram and DM me. I love hearing what you take away. So one, practicing gratitude. Just taking a moment to reflect on what you're thankful for can help improve your mood and reduce stress levels. We often do this at breakfast and we'll say like, who here has something they're thankful for? And both of the girls will raise their hand. Quinn cannot talk yet, so she is basically just mirroring Coco, but Coco will say a couple of things she's thankful for and we'll go around the table. And that is always just like a really beautiful time for us as a family in the morning. Number two, get moving. So engaging in physical activity, even just for a few minutes, can help increase your energy levels, reduce your stress, improve your focus. So whether you take the stairs or go on a walk or do jumping jacks or pick up some dumbbells or dance to your favorite song, there are so many different ways that you can move your body that will give you more fuel. Decluttering your workspace. This is something I did right before I recorded this episode. My workspace was cluttered. I had fruit snacks pouches from Coco. I had scissors. I had cut out a heart of Tahiti and that was sitting on my desk. And so just taking a few minutes to tidy up and declutter can help create a more organized and calming environment for you. Number four, you can plan your next steps. This has been so huge for me with ADHD, is just taking a few minutes when I feel overwhelmed to plan out my next steps can totally help reduce stress and can give you this sense of control and direction. Number five is take a power nap. Honestly, some days, like when your kid is up in the middle of the night with a cold, you might need a power nap. A short nap can actually help you improve your focus and reduce your stress levels. So sometimes for me, it is literally just laying down and like relaxing my nervous system. Even if I close my eyes for like 5 minutes, it can make a massive difference. Number six, take a break. Like really, if you are someone who is eating your lunch at your desk or you are constantly just trying to be productive, step away from your work for a few minutes, clear your mind and recharge. This can be as simple as going on a walk, stretching or meditating. Number seven is practice mindfulness. Take a moment to just focus, like be truly present. Ask yourself, what can I see? What can I smell? What can I hear? I can see somebody's eyeball coming into my office right now as I'm recording this. Hi, Coco. This can help reduce stress and increase your clarity. Number eight is change your environment. Move to a different location, even just for a few minutes, and that can help you refresh your perspective and boost your creativity. When we were designing our house, I have this beautiful new office, but I also wanted a secondary place that was just more comfortable for me to work in. And so I have this view of our house and this comfy chaise that I work in. And sometimes just changing the environment can make a huge difference. Number nine is hydrate and nourish your body. This is something that I did not do for a very long time. And so just taking care of your physical well-being, drinking water, having nutritious snacks, it can truly make a massive difference on your focus and reduce your stress. And then lastly, connect with others. I did this prompt the other day on my Instagram stories where I told you, pause what you're doing right now, send out 3 text messages to people that you've been thinking of. Just say, hey, no need to respond. Just want you to know I'm here. I'm thinking of you. Let me know how you're doing if you have a minute. But reaching out to a colleague or a friend or a family member, it can truly help reduce stress, improve your mood, and give you a fresh perspective. So what do you think? Are you ready to scrap the idea of a routine and instead invite in these intentional resets into your day? Not just once, maybe even multiple times a day. Like for me, it has been life-changing, and maybe it'll work for you too. If not, I hope that this episode was insightful and gave you something that you can take and apply to your life. And I hope this sparked some inspiration for you. I honestly can't wait to hear what you think. So shoot me a DM and let me know. And of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. Hey, Coco, do you want to say something? Come here.
Hi, my name is Coco. I like you.
Can you say, until next time?
Until next time.
Keep on digging.
Keep on digging.
Your biggest goals.
Your biggest goals.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Love you guys.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.